From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2017. I am Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand visited Catskill on Monday, May the 1st, for a meeting at the Catskill Community Center to discuss issues affecting Greene County. The New York Democrat said it is her intention to provide incentives for education, help people repay their student loans, and create incentives to work in public service to meet the needs of the communities. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "The biggest issue is the economy and how it affects residents and their families, making sure we can create enough jobs," end quote. The senator's spokesman, Rowan Baptiste, said, and I quote, "Senator Gillibrand feels very strongly that the best ideas about how to bring more good-paying jobs back to our state don't come from Washington. They come from New Yorkers," end quote. Gillibrand spoke with local residents who have suffered due to the economic slowdown, lost everything to economic hardships, or who owned a failed business. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Lorna Chirot-Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Taconic Hills Board of Education unanimously adopted that district's $37.45 million budget proposal for the 2017-18 school year, along with a 1.4% tax levy increase, at its April 19th meeting. The board also approved the expenditure of $230,000 for the purchase of two school buses and a passenger vehicle for the 2017-18 school year. Those funds will come from the Capital Reserve Fund, but voters must approve the purchase. Five candidates are competing to fill two open seats on the Board of Education. Both seats carry five-year terms. The board will hold a public hearing on the proposed spending plan on Wednesday, May the 3rd. The annual budget vote and school board election is Tuesday, May the 16th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Dana Rubenstein is reporting at Politico, New York. Some details of Amtrak's summer track replacement plan are emerging. For 19 days, beginning July the 7th and lasting through July the 25th, at least some portion of Penn Station could be out of service, according to a preliminary Amtrak engineering plan. A second outage, slated to last 25 days, is tentatively scheduled for August the 4th through the 28th. The August outage is expected to result in, and I quote, "significant impacts to service," end quote, according to the plan. Politico reports the plan does not make clear how many or which Penn Station tracks will be affected during these periods. The plan also lists several less severe 55-hour outages beginning in May and June. Work on the infrastructure supporting and securing Penn Station could last until June 2018. Richard Barone, the Regional Plan Association's Vice President for Transportation, said, and I quote, "It looks like they really are looking at putting some significant amount of work during the summer. It will make for a rather rough commute," end quote. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Cole House National Historic Site in Catskill will open for the season on Tuesday, May the 2nd. The 1815 home's newly restored parlor will be on display for the first time. The site now includes a new immersive installation combining technology with historic restoration work. The installation, located in the East Parlor, presents a slideshow of Cole's work. The images fade in and out along the wall on framed panels, giving the appearance of the paintings hanging on a wall. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register Star that the 16th annual Shans Run 5K was canceled on Sunday, April 30th, due to heavy rain, thunder, and lightning, event organizers said. The run is held every year to raise awareness of underage drinking and impaired driving. In addition to the 5K race, the week-long event held on the grounds of the Chatham High School includes a youth race and the Battle of the Belts, a seatbelt contest that teaches children the importance of buckling up when they get into the car. The 5K cancellation was the first in the event's 16-year history. According to a statement released by organizers, the decision to call off the race was done to ensure the safety of the runners. The event is named for Sean French, a 17-year-old Chatham High School student and runner killed in a car accident on New Year's Day 2002. Alcohol was a factor in the accident. The run is always held on the last weekend of April to mark the beginning of the prom season. You can read that full story in the Register Star. On Sunday, April the 30th, following heavy rains, the city of Hudson and the village of Catskill released sewage into the Hudson River and the Catskill Creek, respectively. The village of Catskill Water Waste Treatment Plant said in a report released on Monday, the untreated discharge was released into Catskill Creek at the rate of 50 gallons per minute over a two-hour period for a total overflow of 6,000 gallons. The report warned of the potential impact on fishing in the creek. The City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility reported it discharged 100,000 gallons of disinfected primary effluent, or wastewater, into the Hudson River on the city's North Bay for nearly an hour on Sunday. State law requires that all discharges of untreated and partially treated sewage discharges be reported to the State Department of Environmental Conservation within 2 hours of discovery and within 4 hours of discovery to the public and adjoining municipalities. Casey Sealer is reporting at Capital Confidential that U.S. Representative John Faso told the Times Union editorial board on Monday, May the 1st, that he would be agreeable to voting on the newest version of the American Health Care Act even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the bill. Faso said, referencing a new CBO score on the legislation, and I quote, "I would certainly prefer it," end quote. The measure could come up for vote as soon as this week. The CBO found the original AHCA would increase the number of uninsured Americans by 24 million during the coming decade. The Kinderhook Republican said the new CBO score would be less significant than changes made to the bill if it proceeds to the Senate. He said, and I quote, "It is a process that is undoubtedly going to have additional changes that I would like to see," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers for today, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of May 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.